Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Of course.
Really?
On occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, well, my God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
Can I just mention, on a side note, one of the things that is most annoying about the flu or the cold or whatever it is that I've had for almost a week, trying to unclog one ear. Is that the most annoying? And you're trying to do these elaborate yawn things, yep. and your yawn gets right to the point of ear clear orgasm,
so close.
and then you can't get the yawn to extend to the point where it busts through the ear clog zone. I mean, it's so annoying.
Now you know how women feel.
What's that?
You plug your nose?
I've tried that. Yeah,
tried that too.
Yeah. All right. We're going inside the warped female brain. If you're a man, you may text in now. If you're confused about the way the mind of a woman in your life works, and Danielle will provide you with a rare glimpse inside the warped female brain. 774 texts. I started sleeping with my ex-wife again.
Uh-oh.
No feelings for me, but I'm concerned that she may be developing feelings.
Yeah.
She left me and I don't want her back, just enjoying the sex.
Mm-mm.
How do I know if she's catching the feels?
If you feel like she's catching the feels, she's probably catching the feels. You know enough. You have enough of an intuition when it comes to her. You guys were married. So if you don't want this to get really messy and complicated, I would find someone else in which to put your you-know-what.
I've been seeing a woman, and recently during sex, she was talking about my grandmother.
What?
I was unable to perform.
Yeah.
She was angry. Why wouldn't she understand that that would be something that one would not talk about during sex?
She's a dope. I think most, normal, rational people would understand you don't bring up somebody's grandmother during sex.
That feels really good. So I was talking to my mom the other day about the assisted living facility that my grandmother's going into, and I was thinking we could go, but oh God, stop. Okay, not there.
So that's one you might want to tell her not to bring up.
Seriously.
Your grandmother, her grandmother, any grandmother during that process.
Could you not?
Here's a 774 text. My ex sent me a text at 2:30 in the morning of a letter I wrote her a long time ago and told me that she had just reread it. When I asked why, she would send the random picture that she replied with and said that I shouldn't read too much into it. It was just in the bottom of her dresser.
Uh-huh.
Why would she do that in the first place at 2:30 a.m.?
You can blame it on the alcohol.
Oh, is that what it is?
Probably.
Yeah.
Nobody sits up at 2:30 in the morning reminiscing about, the past or cleaning out their... Like, is she Marie Kondoing her whole home at 2:30 in the morning? No, she's drunk. She's drunk and feeling nostalgic and was like, I just sent this letter. I just want you to know.
Doesn't
and
then, mean she wants to get back together. Doesn't
no.
mean she's sentimental about
it. It usually transitions
like that,
into, but I'm doing so well. Like, obviously, we had something really special, but, my life is just taking off and I can't be held down by you.
978 text. Danielle, I recently caught my wife using sex toys on her own.
Oh, no.
Is she faking it with me?
Nah. You're a dude. You should know that. Isn't that part of your routine?
Holy,
I mean, for you guys,
insecure.
I can't really say that it's totally insecure, LB, because I think this comes up with a lot of people where we've heard this in both of our segments where people, they're married or they're with somebody for a long time. The sex is not happening, but the other partner is still satisfying him or herself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't freak out. I had an ex once that used to try to get an aha moment if I was, you know, TCBing. But, it, you know, it is what it is. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe
she's last for 15 minutes.
Maybe she's just trying to get a good mood, man. Endorphins. Don't discount them.
Here's, we're going inside the warped female brain as we do most Thursdays. If you're a man and you're confused by something when it comes to a woman, you may text your question to the text line, which is 97107. Why would my girlfriend want me to hang out with a past boyfriend of hers who she is friends with who is now married?
Because she's still sleeping with him, and she wants to make it cool. And by doing something as extreme as asking you to hang out with him, it's going to seem so not obvious that something's going on.
Is that really what you think it is?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. So she really.
You know, here's my rando ex that's married, so it's cool. But I want him to hang out with us. I want you guys to be friends. Flip the switch on that one. How would she feel if you were like, "Hey, babe, this is my ex. She's married, but I want you to be friends with her." She'd lose her mind.
Here's a 781 text. I've been seeing a woman for about a month, and things have been going good. We get along pretty well. We don't fight, but it feels like we have basically skipped the honeymoon stage, so to speak. I keep telling myself that it's still early, but I have a feeling that it should feel different at this stage, that I should feel different at this stage than I do. Any advice?
Sounds like it might not be the relationship for you. You know, you can get into something with someone and have fun and you know, plug along and it's going okay. Not the best thing. But the honeymoon stage is the best part of dating. Like, that's the most fun part because, I mean, you have nothing to live for after it's over. You're just going to get married and be miserable like everybody else. But the honeymoon stage is that's where it's, like, fun. You get to know each other. Every time you figure out that you have something in common, it's like, oh, my God, this is so great. The sex is great. You want to see each other all the time. You're texty-texterton. It's a good thing. So if you're not feeling that, I mean, granted, it's only been a month, but that's usually when that stuff is supposed to happen. So
here's a text that says, classic Danielle, oblivious to the fact that people can be friends with their exes.
Not oblivious. I've said it before that I think it's possible in some circumstances, but let's be realistic here. People are scumbags. People always have an ulterior motive.
You mean
if there's like three people on the planet that are like good friends with their exes that can hang out with their current spouses or like significant others and not have a problem come of it.
And that's it?
Pretty much.
But you think most people that are hanging with an ex either still like them or are still attracted.
There's always a thing there. Yeah. If one person's body has been naked up against another person's body and it wasn't in a weird prison thing, mm-hmm. there's always going to be some kind of connection.
Listen, what do people do when they get in a fight with their current girlfriend?
They go have sex with their ex.
Exactly.
Not everybody, LP. Some of us are stand-up mm-hmm. guys.
Listen to this one. 617 text. I have been dating this girl for well over a year now. We have been heavily involved. A friend of mine who met her last month told me that she used to work for an escort service and proved it. I am crazy about her, but I'm not sure how to handle this.
Ask her about it.
You think she'll be honest?
What do you care
if for? You have proof?
Yeah,
listen,
what,
ask yourself.
What do you care for?
Well, some people can't get over that. Like, it's like some dudes can't get over a chick having been a stripper, let alone an escort.
I can only date a virgin.
Here's the thing. What's the and you can ask yourself this rhetorically. What's the difference between having a girlfriend who was an escort that got paid to do things or a chick that did things with random dudes she met at a bar for only like a beer and a kamikaze shot? I don't think you can call them those anymore, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. 352 text. Every time my girl and I argue, she puts a selfie of herself on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Please explain.
I'm going to call that pulling a Jussie Smollett. She wants attention.
Yeah, she just wants attention.
Because she feels down, you guys fight, and she's like, yeah, watch this. Mm-hmm. See all these other guys that would be happy to have me in a heartbeat? Mm-mm. Look at Bill from Weston who just commented,
I've been with my girlfriend now for 7 years. We have 3 kids and a beautiful home. She told me last night that a couple of months ago, when she had work training, she had met up with an ex-boyfriend, and they ended up kissing at the end of it.
Oh, boy.
Do you think that there is more to the story?
Yep.
And why would she do this?
She was probably drunk. or, you know, something along those lines. And I'm always wary about people's disclosures about what they do with other people, because I feel like a lot of times it's testing the waters. Ooh. So she's sticking the toe in by telling you that they kissed. And then if your reaction is to absolutely blow your top, she's not going to tell you about anything else that happened. And if she has any plans to see this person in the future, she's not going to tell you about it. My advice is just to stay cool, calm, and collected in those situations as much as you want to blow your top, and gather as much information as you possibly can. Never give up your trump card.
Okay.
Because as soon as the other person knows that you're on to them, they button everything back up. They start paying attention to what they're doing again. But, you know, people that are going to cheat and do shady stuff, mm-hmm. they get sloppy after a while because they get cocky.
You mean it's kind of like the Chicago police? They had to investigate the Jesse Smollett thing as if it were real?
Yes.
Took like 3 weeks?
Exactly.
781 text. My friend sends me nudes and we sext regularly.
Mm.
But she won't hook up with me.
Oh.
What is going on?
Well, you're just that fun, safe friend that she can send nudes to, get some validation, enjoy some sexy texting, but not have to do it because you're not the guy that she wants in that area.
Oh, that's kind of sad. So she's willing to send the nudes.
Enjoy the nudes.
Willing to
find someone else to have sex with.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Let her get you going and then go visit someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is that
go visit Donna down the street.
Is that like an attention thing too? Or, I mean, is she sending nudes to Bill from Weston also?
I hope not, because then this guy's going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah, right. All right.
You know, the problem is if she sends nudes to Bill from Wesson and then puts out,
mm-hmm.
then you're at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Wow. If she's sending you nudes, she's sending everybody nudes.
Right. Yeah. You got three types of people. The people that send nudes all the time have no discretion. The people that never send nudes. And then the couple of people in the middle who like got the confidence to send nudes once or twice to someone they dated, and then they broke up with that person and realized they still have a nude photo of my bits and pieces, and then you panic.
Here's a 617 text. I've been dating a great girl for the last 4 months. When I say great, she is amazing unless she drinks, and then she is an absolute savage animal.
Yep.
How can I get her to not be like that? You probably can't. I mean,
probably not.
She just turns into that when she has a couple of glasses of wine or what have you.
Yeah, maybe you can try. I know they've done studies and said that, you know, alcohol does not affect, different types of alcohol doesn't affect people differently. But I am here to tell you that is not true. You give me vodka or anything bubbly like Prosecco or champagne, I'm ornery. I'm going to get ornery. If you give me multiple glasses of Prosecco at an event and just keep them coming, eventually that night we're going to fight about something stupid.
Really?
Gin, okay. I don't drink gin, but rum, tequila, beer, cider, and wine, all safe for me.
Okay.
Anything bubbly and like a mimosa, I'm out.
What about a samosa?
Oh.
The new popular trendy drink that tastes like a Samoa Girl Scout cookie.
As long as it has a coconut rim.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's code. Okay,
so really, so you, when it comes to champagne,
yep.
Prosecco,
yep.
that sends you into a tailspin.
It just makes
me angry drunk.
Yeah. Or if I drink and anything, but like it's a sin because I love Tito's, but I won't, I know I'm not going to have like 4 vodka sodas, you know, because it's going to be a recipe for disaster. So
let's see. My wife says that she wants to go out to eat. She says it doesn't matter where we go. I pick the place, make a reservation. We go out to eat. We get there. And then she says that she doesn't want to eat there. Why wouldn't she just tell me where she wants to eat?
I never understood this because this will surprise you, I'm sure, Greg. I'm someone that always knows where and what she wants to eat at any given time.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of women just, they play that game. Like, I don't know, where do you want to eat?
Since
they
want the beginning of time.
They want you to know what they want to eat at that particular, they want you to know, like, okay, well, let's see, we haven't gone to Polana or Bistecchi. Maybe it's one of those. Maybe it's pho. Do you want pizza? Do you want to go into Boston? Should we go to this place? Should we go to that place? She probably has a regular rotation of places she likes. Pick one of those.
Here's a 978 text as we go inside the warped female brain. Haven't had sex in months with wifey. Sunday night was the first time in a long time. Last night, both kids were away at sleepovers, just me and her. Took her out to dinner out of the blue. We get to bed, and all she wants to do is read a book. And that was it. What the H?
Well, kids aren't around. I want to do my own thing and relax. Screw you.
And Sunday was just less than a week ago. What do you think? You're going to get it more than once a week,
yeah.
bud?
Get out of here. I mean, that's unrealistic.
Don't get greedy over there.
Right?
You know how it goes.
You have no idea what I deal with here during the day while you're at work.
Right.
I just want 5 GD minutes to myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, a lot of guys don't wrap their head around what women have to do when it comes to the whole kid thing.
Right.
You know, you got to make their beds. You got to wash their clothes. You got to fold their clothes. You know, there's a lot going on in her day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's not easy.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Shopping.
Me and my ex broke up last week. This is a 401 text from Rhode Island.
I'm sorry.
Apple Maps keeps telling me that it is only a 25-minute drive to her house after work.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean she still wants the D?
No, it means that Apple learned your routine going home. It's the same thing with the, like when Waze pops up and it's like, hey, like 2 hours, 1,300 minutes to go to like the, you know, the Islanders game. You know, it's right. just that your technology is learning your schedule. And if you have her address set as anything like a favorite and you usually go there, it's going to pop up and be like, hey, here's your travel time.
And there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than needy exes that reach out like, you know, 10 days after you break up and they're like, are you sure? You sure you don't still love me?
Well, I've done that. I can't squawk at that.
I've been dating a girl for over 2 years and we've been serious for the last 5 months.
Okay.
I have asked her if anyone else liked her and she finally told me last night that someone did, but she keeps telling me that she didn't like him. But the other day, the kid bought her skis.
What?
And left them outside of her house.
Yeah, no, that's inappropriate.
And she says she's never asked for this.
Yeah, okay.
What is going on over there?
Take the skis and put them in. Take them inside.
Skis ain't cheap, man.
No.
Right? So that scene, I don't know. I'd be a little wary of this situation and her claim that it's not.
It's free. It's for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I would keep my eye on that. I don't like that situation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is Inside the Warped Female Brain. Thank you very much, Danielle.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.